Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, so we heard the song Remember You Young from Thomas Rhett. It almost didn't happen, and that's got to be one of everyone's favorite songs ever from him. So we're going to hear him tell the story as to how that song happened coming up. But first, a 10-year-old L.A. girl became an internet star yesterday when her dad tweeted out her Christmas wish list. She wants 26 presents, which already sounds excessive. Mm-hmm. But when you add them up, the grand total is over $10,000.
Wow!
So we're looking at an iPhone 11, a new MacBook Air, a Chanel purse, Gucci slides, a pet rabbit, a GoPro camera, AirPods, and $4,000 in other stuff.
Oh, my God. I like how it's all technology, and then there's a pet rabbit.
Yeah, a pet rabbit. I know that might be all she gets, right? Yeah. I mean, that seems ridiculous.
That is amazing. Hey, you know, if you don't ask.
Yeah, right? I guess so. The dad, though, was like, my daughter is out of her mind with this Christmas list.
As a parent, would you go the opposite way and just give her a rock?
A rock, yeah. Hey, you can make this look like a rabbit if you want. Yeah. You can pretend
it up
it's
to
a
your
phone.
Ear like it's
yeah,
a phone.
It's just yeah. all imagination. So Dolly Parton, now that she has our attention, right after co-hosting the CMAs with Carrie Underwood and Reba McEntire last week, she has a challenge for you, and it's called the Jolene Challenge. Dolly and Julianne Hough, who plays Jolene and Dolly's Netflix series, which is going to be starting up soon, it's called Heartstrings. They're asking you to sing Jolene, that song you just heard, and then post the video on social media with the hashtag Jolene Challenge. So obviously, there are a lot of people who are doing this already just to get Dolly's attention, right? And a lot of them are youngsters dressed up like Dolly. I'm talking big old wigs and balloons in their shirts.
Yeah. I'm begging up a plate
of
my man.
Ah, that's so
that
good.
Great.
And then there's some adults.
Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
And some of them, you might wonder if they ever actually heard the song before, you know, but that's super fun
that
to do.
That little kid was adorable.
Oh, my goodness. I know. You have to see the video. So just, you know, hashtag Jolene Challenge, and you'll check that out online. And then Thomas Rhett. So we just heard Remember You Young. And an interesting story is that that song almost happened and then didn't happen. We'll let him tell it.
The first way we wrote it was strictly about the person that you're with. And we wrote an entire song about, you know, I'll always remember you, even when you're in a black cocktail dress, I remember you in your pink prom dress. It's like you always envision who you're with when you met that person because those images are just ingrained in your head and you're always young together, even if you're old. At least you hope you are. And we wrote the song and it just didn't come out the way that I wanted it to. I think all of us were kind of like, I think we just missed where we should have gone with the song. And so a couple weeks later, this never happens. Usually when you write a song, you're just like, okay, well, we kind of missed that one. We'll move on. We all really felt like Remember You Young was too cool of a title to just let a song kind of go by the wayside. And so we were like, let's get back together and really just reapproach these verses. Then we started to really just relate it to life as a whole. Like, it's really just about those people in your life that you love, always just seeing them in their youth. And God, this song, like, even just talking about it makes me want to cry. And this is definitely one of my favorite tracks on the record.
How great is that?
Cool, dude. Huh?
I know. And they actually got back together and rewrote it. And now it's so good. I remember when he was during his album release up on the Today Show, when I got to go up and broadcast mm-hmm. from up there. I mean, he started singing that song and none of us had heard it before because the album was just coming out. He started singing that song and like the whole plaza just got so quiet. The only thing you could hear were sniffles. Because everyone was crying. Sure. It's such a beautiful song.
It's great. So you had mentioned earlier here in X-Files that Dolly and Martina both performed on the CMAs. So we have a pair of tickets for Martina McBride. She's coming to the Met for her holiday show December 13th. So why don't we give those away with a Dolly-themed question?
Okay. All right. So let's do a little short-term memory.
Okay.
There's a challenge that Dolly has out there right now. We want you to do it. All right? You know what the challenge is, I just told you. But we want to hear you do it for Martina tickets.
If you're up for it, 215-263-6700.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So we were just talking about Dolly Parton issuing a challenge. Do you know what that challenge is?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us?
Ready?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Jolie. Please, please don't take my man.
All right.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Are you a mom like Kourtney Kardashian? If you're not, I'll bet you know one. And that might make your skin crawl. But I'm going to tell you how close you are coming up. First, Blake Shelton, not NBC's first choice to represent country music on The Voice. Actually, that first ask went to Reba McEntire.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so Blake said he doesn't know if Reba was in the middle of shooting something else at the time, because when The Voice first started, she was involved in a lot of other TV projects and stuff like that. So she declined, but she and her then-husband, Narvel Blackstock, said, you know what, though? We know a great guy who's on our, who we produce and stuff, and his name is Blake Shelton, and that's who you should ask.
That's how it happened, huh?
Yeah.
How things would have been different, right? You wouldn't have had the bromance with him and Adam Levine. It would have changed everything.
Yeah. So, and Blake knew no one on the show. He said he went into it like, this seems like a dumb show, but my manager said that I should do it. So he showed up there not knowing who any of the other artists really were. He had never met them before. And
oh my gosh.
And the rest is history.
Happened.
So it's kind of cool. He's the longest lasting one now. Okay. Dave, I know you are super excited about this, and I think that it's adorable. No. Jeopardy.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jeopardy, because James Holzhauer and Ken Jennings are going to face off on a new game show called Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. I mean, so somebody's going to be the Jeopardy GOAT.
Yeah.
Right? Which is very exciting. It's going to air in primetime starting in January. And this is where the biggest money winners on Jeopardy are going to go head to head. The first player to win three matches gets $1 million. Runners-up will get $250,000. And James Holzhauer said, he tweeted, you know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Ken Jennings and you can see that statement is not true. So what was he saying?
Oh, yeah. Was he complimenting him?
We'll have to watch to find out.
I haven't watched Jeopardy in probably 15 years, and I'm going to sit down and watch every second of this series.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
And my God, am I going to feel stupid every day when this show is over.
Are you going to write down questions? Because then I'll study it for Are You Smarter Than Andy? Okay.
I'll talk to Alex Trebek on the side, and I'll get the questions they don't use.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And listen, we all know a parent like this. Kourtney Kardashian is being just ripped apart on social media because she had a Candyland-themed birthday party for her daughter.
Oh, that's cute.
And she served salad and all these other healthy foods. So it was all in one of the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And, you know, Kim is like, Kourtney, you're such a buzzkill. I can't believe that you're doing that. Let's just listen.
It's like Candyland, Kourtney. It's not going to be healthy.
But it
nobody
can
wants
be.
Kourtney.
Yes, it can. It's not going to be healthy no matter what. Yeah, but I'm saying what I stand for, not even what a kid's party.
Then why does your car have leather seats?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing plastic glasses?
Yeah, why do you have all that stuff, Kourtney, if you're just all about living super healthy and being kind to the environment?
Is that Kim's voice at the end talking?
Yeah, she's just really throwing down on her sister. So, but I feel like everybody knows a mom like this, that you watch it unfold in front of you, you know, like you go to the kid's birthday party and everybody else is like eating candy and having fun. And then there's that one kid.
He's got the tofu cupcake.
Right.
And you're like, come on.
And it's not because it's an allergy thing. Like my sister did this. My sister did this with her daughter. First birthday party, my sister made this huge, beautiful chocolate cake, and we're all like dying because it was so delicious. But her little one-year-old was not allowed to eat that chocolate cake. She had some weird carrot concoction. Yeah, yeah. It was like a vegetable pie that she made for her and stuck a candle in it.
Yeah. Did you want to sneak the girl a little?
And we're like, yes.
Slice of cake. Oh,
have a little bit of sugar. Come on. Everybody's happier with a little sugar.
Is your sister still that way?
She's super. She's like, she eats no fat. She has no fat, you know. But, I mean, her kids are normal kids now.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's exhausting. But I feel like you're just stressing yourself out. You can't have a Candyland-themed party and then not offer candy, is all I'm saying.
Kourtney Kardashian.
She's first.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, if you're a fan of Stranger Things, I've got a great gift idea for you for the holidays. That's coming up. But first, let's talk Kylie Jenner, because we heard about Kourtney Kardashian and what an awful mom she is for having a Candyland-themed birthday party for her daughter, yet not offering any candy, only fruits and vegetables. That's awful. Just a letdown for everyone involved. Kylie, her sister, just sold 51% of her cosmetics company to Coty for $600 million.
Oh my Lord.
That's where these women are. Like, they are rolling, literally, could just bathe in money for the rest of their lives. It's amazing.
Disgust me.
It's amazing. Yeah. Miranda Lambert has a lot in common with Trisha Yearwood, believe it or not. So, you know, Trisha is married to Garth Brooks. And before 10 o'clock this morning, you're going to hear Dive Bar for your chance to go see Garth when he is at Prospectors on December 2nd. Trisha Yearwood seems to have everything going for her, right? I mean, she's an amazing musician. She's written books. She has her own TV show on the Food Network. She has done everything. So what's next for her? She said her next step wants to be Broadway. And she said she really thinks that that's going to happen, which makes me think she's already in talks to make sure that happens, because I feel like Trisha Yearwood wouldn't just say that. So I'm excited that Trisha might be on Broadway pretty soon. But that's what she has in common with Miranda Lambert. Miranda says that she's got other career goals besides country music. She said she really wants to write for a Broadway musical one day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she thinks that would be a really cool thing to do.
Yeah,
so
that'd be fantastic.
Get them together. Maybe that's what's in the mix.
Yeah, there you go.
Miranda and Trisha Yearwood. That would be kind of cool. And if you miss this show like I do... Don't you just get excited when you hear this
out? and you're a recent Stranger Things person.
I know, I totally just binged the first three seasons.
you went through it like 2 weeks.
It was so good. It was so good. I can't wait for season four to come out. But Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11, just launched her own line of Converse sneakers just in time for the holidays. So her signature sneaker is pink with hearts on it. And then she also has a white pair and a black pair. I don't know. So the white pair, I guess, has the pink hearts and it says BU on it. And then she's got a black pair that has rainbow hearts on them. So these are kind of cool, you know, especially for the holidays. If you've got kids or maybe you just want to wear them. Millie says, I want this collection to tell people to embrace themselves no matter what.
Oh, well, now you know what you're getting for Christmas, Andy.
I'll take it.
One of each? That's cool.
One of each. Yes!
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.